All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, May 13th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have a big 10-game MLB main slate tonight. We have a 2-game NBA playoff slate and then a single NHL showdown. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the Saber Sim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim up on the screen here. Reminder, going to be mentioning this all week. No office hours on Friday or Saturday. And then the build review show has been moved to Thursday. So just want to let everyone know, and I will be mentioning that all week long. All right. Got SaberSim up here. No questions to get us started here. So why don't we start off with a slate demo? Yesterday we did something kind of cool. We did a slate demo for like MLB with starter, but then we jumped over to NBA and then did ultimate. So gonna try and get through two slate demos here depending on questions, but why don't we start off with a starter demo? So yesterday we did MLB starter and we did NBA ultimate. So I think I'm gonna flip it here. I think we're going to actually do ultimate MLB, and then we'll do starter NBA, just to keep things a little bit fresh here. So MLB, 10-game slate today. Notice min salary is up, right? These double-digit games, I've noticed that, like a 10-game slate. So if you want to increase this even further, you know, I think that's okay. I'm going to try that here and just see how that goes. I'm going to turn on this don't use batters against opposing pitchers rule. And then I'm just going to make the two required adjustments to projections. And hopefully that works out. So let's do one adjustment. And then let's do a second adjustment, 19.62. Build lineups button on mocks. Great. Let's click that. Cool. So we're going to build 5,000 lineups here, right? Try and do like a true ultimate demo. And then why don't we go and change our contest sim being used here? So I was doing some demo earlier with like a couple of contests. Let's get rid of these. And then let's go and use, why don't we use the $1 Hunter 50 max? Pretty good contest, I'd say. Cool. So we go back to our build. And lineups are almost finishing the build, which is good. And as soon as this loads, you can get rocking and rolling. All right. 5,000 lineups are loaded up. Contest sim should auto kick off, which it did. Great. Going to sort by exposure. And I'm also going to change this to 150 lineups. Also going to switch from ROI to the minimax one that we ran, rather than using those contests that I was doing that demo for earlier. So here I'm not going to need this average salary aggregate metric. That was from the NBA showdown demo that we did yesterday. Just going to focus on average projection and average ROI. Okay, so I've run my contest sim, sorted correctly, looking for 150 lineups. got 5,000 in my pool, got an average projection, average ROI, aggregate metrics, sorting by exposure, got my exposure, my leverage, my pool, got my ownership projection, you know, player names, all that kind of stuff. Great, right? Somebody asked me yesterday, you know, this is a good question. Like, hey, you know, is it fine to like just leave it, you know, at this point? Like, yeah, you know, if you're happy with this, right? If you're fine with it, then totally. I think that it's a good thing that if you can get diversification while sacrificing very little, like minimal ROI and projection, I think that's even better, right? So is it okay to leave it? Yes. Is it better to get diversification for a small cost? Yes, right? So both of those things can be true. I'm going to go to three uniques, right? We start out at 100.7 projection, 72% ROI. Projection's the same. ROI is down 4%. So we've changed some of the lineups here, right? Like we're not looking at the top 150 anymore. Our last lineup is 199, but we've sacrificed very little in terms of projection and ROI to guarantee some diversification, right? In my opinion, this is a good thing. All right, keep going. You know, we go to four uniques. Still haven't dropped 10% ROI. Projections down like 0.4. It seems good. Let's go to five uniques. Five, projection stays about the same. ROI is getting a little bit lower here. I would probably stop here and just like analyze this and see like, hey, you know, do I like this, right? So, okay, go over to my batters. No batter in more than 24% of lineups. Got some double-digit leverage, but not too much. We go over to pitchers. Taking some stands on Cease, who was like the highest owned pitcher, and Ben Brown, second highest owned pitcher. So we're taking some shots. They also look like they're the highest value pitchers by far, right? 2.72, 2.62. The next number I see is 2.33. So it seems like Brown and Cease just kind of separating themselves from the pack. And SaberSim is, you know, getting leverage on those two plays, seems to like them the most, right? So that's what I'm doing there. I think I'm just verifying this, making sure I agree with it. And I do, right? They seem like two of the best players on the slate. I've personally noticed that value matters a lot more with pitchers because their distribution is more of a bell-shaped curve and means like they're closer to normally distributed. And that matters in a sport like NBA. So I don't see why it doesn't matter here with pitchers. So I think that's why the builder likes them so much. So overall, I like my exposures for batters and pitchers. I go over to stacks, right? Getting a lot of big stacks, 5-2, 5-3, 4-3, 5-4-2s, right? Are all our like top stacks. No more than four lineups of any of these smaller ones, which seems okay. Not a ton of game stacks. Team stacks seem fine as well. I like to sort by projected runs. Just kind of come in here and see. So, like, interesting, right? We're a little high on the Angels. You know, 10%. Their pool exposure is like 5%. They're the second lowest projected run team on the slate. A couple other teams here, right, with, like, some higher levels of exposure. You know, Miami's like 3.6. They're at 16. Washington's at, like, 22%. They're at 8%. You know, if I were going to adjust really anybody here, I would probably adjust Washington first, just because their pool exposure is like pushing 3x. And maybe I don't want to do that for a team projected for, you know, less than four runs when there's so many other teams on the slate. And then when I just sort by lineup exposure, they're my second highest exposed team here, right? It's like, okay. Like, all right, builder, you want to do Washington, fine, but you're going to be capped to 2x leverage compared to pool and not 3x, right? So, okay, so this is all just like risk management at this point, right? Okay, so I cap Washington. You know what? Maybe I cap some of these other teams too so they don't, the ownership doesn't like disperse. So, okay, so 10% for the Angels, 14% for Miami. Let that process. Doesn't affect the aggregate metrics very much, which seems fine here, right? So that seems good. Looks like there's been some projection updates with like lineups coming out and stuff since we ran this, which is why Yandy Diaz is out now. But, you know, we just ran it before. Seems fine. Plenty of time to rebuild and stuff like that. Kind of misses the point. But here right now, when I go back and do lineups, okay, our top exposures now, right? 5.2 runs, 5.2 runs, 5.3 runs, right? We're getting to a lot more exposure for the teams that have higher projected runs, projected points, right? This can help us to maintain higher projected points and that higher sim average score in like the post-contest sim. So that seems a lot better, right? Again, this is like a nice just checkpoint, right? Come in here, check these out, make sure you're okay with it. If you're not, make adjustments. Go back to players. Go back to exposures. Okay, pitchers haven't changed much. Batters. So it changed up a little bit, right? Top exposures went down here. Top exposures before were like 24%. Now nobody in more than 20%, followed by 18, 17. So batter leverages, in my opinion, have gotten even flatter here, which we've seen can be a good thing in the post-contest sim, right? So we made some adjustments to uniques. We've watched our adjustments. We've made some fine-tune adjustments. We're happy with our exposures and leverages. We, you know, adjusted min salary before the build. I'd be really happy with this, right? I think this is a good set of lineups. I would be ready to take these lineups and upload them to my contest. So for ultimate users, this is how I'd be building MLB lineups for today's slate. All right. Good stuff there. Knocked out our MLB Ultimate demo. Got a question here. Said, hello. Question on this two-game slate. Which game would you stack for large field, if I might ask, for NBA? Cool. So we were just about to hop over to NBA. So why don't we hop over to NBA? We're going to do a starter demo here. This will give us a good opportunity to answer this question and just talk some NBA strategy. So two-game slate. Now we're going to be doing a starter demo, so 500 lineups. I'm not going to add in any like rules or anything like that. I might add in a filter here just to get rid of some of these guys. You know, I don't really think we need to be including Isaac Okoro at 2 points and Strother at like 3 points. So I'm going to just get rid of some of these guys. So I'm just going to say something like set. What does this one say? Let's do projection greater than 5. And I'm just going to save this for the future. My proj greater than 5. Save. Cool. So just get rid of some of these guys. And then a lot of these other players like double digit minutes. So just more likely to play overall. That's really all I'm doing up front for NBA. Then going to come in and build lineups. All right. While that runs, you can move some stuff around. I don't know. I don't think position is very important to me. Cool. So we come in, we sort by exposure. All right. So we got Sabre score on. So we're talking large field GPPs, right? So I'm going to go, okay, small slate, 50K plus, you know, nice big contest. This is actually an interesting point, right? So we've seen that duplication is important on two-game slates for NBA over on the DK side. So that means that duplication is going to be important here, I would imagine. I know there's one more roster spot. There's 9 players as opposed to 8. But I would still be doing something to account for it here. I have this average salary aggregate metric, and I noticed that this number is really, really high, okay? So that tells me I probably need to do something here. I would start small with something as simple as like a sum ownership filter. And I'm just going to rename this sum own. And, you know, this says ownership less than 355. Okay, let's just see what that does. That didn't do anything. Okay, so we got to go a little bit lower. Let's try like 335, maybe come down like 20%. Or like 20 percentage points. Okay, that had a little effect. 19 lineups in the trash. Okay, we come in. We go a little bit further, maybe 315. And that gets us to 168. So that's like over 30%. That might have been a little too aggressive. We will meet in the middle at 325. So again, there's no right number, right? People are like, oh, we need to be within this range. Not exactly like just kind of pick a number and then start making adjustments until you start chopping off that pool, right? So here, 81 lineups in the trash. That feels perfect, right? Okay, right within 10 to 20%. We've filtered out some of the highest owned lineups here. Now, you know, we can start to analyze this and kind of go from there. So we were talking about game stacks, right? That was like the question here. So, you know, we hop over to game stacks and we see like, hey, you know, all players are like most likely going to be used here. What, there's a couple of different ways you could do this, right? You could look for like 4-4 stacks and just like, hey, you know, where do I see a 4-4 stack? And, you know, this 4-4 stack that's ranked 19th in our set is a 4-4 stack of Denver and OKC, right? With a one-off Indiana. Builder seems to like that, right? If you go to games, they're kind of even, but Denver has like a little bit more pool exposure for game stacks, has a little bit more lineup exposure in our top sets. When we go and we look at like some of our biggest game stacks, it's, you know, Denver, OKC. So in my opinion, you know, Builder kind of likes this Denver OKC game stack. So that's where I would be leaning. And that's how I would use the Builder to effectively answer that question. But getting back to the demo, right? Sabre score 50K plus. We've filtered out some of the highest owned lineups already. Great. Say we're building 20 lineups. Okay, we're looking at exposures here, sorting accordingly. Looking at leverage pool, kind of some high leverages here. So I would start with uniques. Okay, we go from 1 to 2. Actually, no change there. So our top 20 lineups are at least that diverse. Okay, we go to 3 uniques. Projection changes by like 0.08, so that's good. Only drop like 2 lineups, okay. So we go to 4. 4, we see a big jump, like 1.3 projection, but leverages are coming down, right? We used to see 40%. Now we're seeing like 30s. Still in the top 10-ish percent of our lineups here at 48. Okay, we go to 5. 5, there's a big drop, like 3 points projection. We are at lineup 200, 195, 175, and then 115. So, you know, there's definitely a decision point here between 4 and 5. We say try and stay in the top 10 to 25 to 50%, right? Well, if your last lineup's 200, you have 430 lineups in your pool. Halfway would be 215. So you're right on the border, right? So you got to decide, hey, am I okay playing lineup 200? Do I like the leverages and exposures more here? This is a lot flatter. Or do I want to take some bigger stands, get some higher leverages, some higher exposures, but prioritize higher ranked lineups, right? I can't answer that for you. You got to answer that one for yourself. You could ask 2 different people and you might get 2 different answers, right? And that's okay. It's all about, you know, kind of your risk profile, what, how you feel, and what makes the most sense to you, right? So that's the decision point that they kind of got to figure out here. But this is, I think both options are fine. And this is how I'd be building lineups on starter for the 2-game NBA slate later today. All right. We are caught up with questions here in the Discord and the YouTube chat. We have knocked out 2 slate demos, 1 for starter, 1 for ultimate. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.